We're being joined by Knoxville boys track and field coach Eric Keller as the Panthers, several of them, finished up on the Blue Oval last week at the Class 3A state meet. And, Eric, I'll just have you give, first a state meet synopsis, your kind of overview of that. I would say pretty successful for a lot of your guys.
Yeah, it was. These kids are competitors, and most of them are seniors, and they get done, and they wish they could have done better. But, we were pretty proud of them as a staff. KO going 157, and, Kobe running times that are setting state records and probably win every year. And then Yusuf placed, and his last jump, maybe a half-inch scratch that probably would have won the meet. So, yeah, we had some good stuff. Shuttle almost made it, and it was pretty exciting 3 days.
Well, let's talk about Kobe Higginbotham, especially that 110 hurdles. He runs a time that would have probably won about anywhere else, but the kid from Clear Creek, Amanda, just pulled off the race of his life. But second place in all of 3A in 110 hurdles is still not too bad of a finish.
Yeah, he was pretty disappointed because, if anybody's been watching those two run, you just knew whoever was clean was going to win it. That same thing happened at districts. And that kid, when he got done, he said that was the best start he's ever had. And he did not hit one hurdle. So, that's just the way it goes when you're in those tight races like that. But yeah, 1377 is crazy. I mean, the next day he already had a couple D1 schools reach out to him, and he's going to be visiting this coming week. So, yeah, those times will get you noticed.
Also, I thought that, the rest of the guys, Cale Irving, as you said, a 10th place in one of his races. Talk about a kid that, he got there in his sophomore year on a at-large, but I think that kind of inspired him to say, I don't want to worry about if I'm going. I want to clinch, and I want to do well there.
Well, he's just a testament to what, every coach probably has their own specific thing that they want to focus on. But, I think finally Cale just bought in. Like, HUD preaches it every year. Like, you have to eat this type of food and not eat this type of food, and you got to run in the wintertime. And this is only the first year that he did that. So he ran during basketball, and he wouldn't eat certain foods, and just worked his tail off. Excuse me. And, it paid off. So, hopefully some of these younger guys, Jacob Matrician, freshman, he's already gone 205. So, we hope these guys can follow Cale's example and, get them back up to Louisville as well.
Talking to Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach on KNIA KRLS. Let's just talk about the season now overall, from start to finish, your guys, improvement and, how much of the, hard work they put in this year.
Well, I told the seniors, I said, thanks for, 4 years of hard work and conference titles and, high place at districts, which probably would have been second if we would have had Isaac, and school records, five school records, and all the performances at state. So overall, we couldn't ask for a better year. We had pretty much stayed healthy. A couple guys didn't quite make it at the end of the year, but just one of the better seasons I've been involved with. Just success number one, but probably more importantly was just the type of kids that just made practice fun and goofballs, and that trained hard and took things seriously. So this group of seniors will be missed, but we got some good kids coming up too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you knew going in this was going to be a pretty good, not pretty good, but a very good season for your team, just because of all the experience and the seniors you've got this year. Now, you got to replace a lot of those seniors, but it seems like a lot of the guys who are kind of in waiting are pretty good as well.
Yeah, HUD always makes fun of me because we get done with the conference meet, and I already start scoring out the conference meet for next year. And with all the points we're losing with these seniors, I'm still not so sure we have a chance to win it next year. We've got a lot of good stuff coming back, and we want to see those kids in the weight room all summer, and try to be multiple sport guys and stay competitive, and let's keep this run of success going if we can.
And, you know, you were telling me before we went on that, you know, weight room essentially starts very early, like almost like right after the season. You know, how key is that weight room to get in this summer and to continue to play your baseballs if they're going to that, football, basketball, whatever they're going to do before track?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, every single one of our coaches here knows how important it is. We have a preseason meeting, and, you know, it's just a matter of how do you get them to get motivated to get in there. You know, like you said, baseball guys, I mean, the baseball guys who continuously come consistently, I mean, in the summertime, I mean, they're some of our best guys. I mean, you know, Lincoln and these guys in Woolsey that are just killing in the weight room. I mean, it shows, you know, how much success they have in other sports. So it doesn't matter if you're a distance runner or a golfer or anything, those guys, Evan and Carson and that whole group, I mean, they lifted really hard in the weight room, and, you know, they were very successful. So it doesn't matter what sport you're in. You just want to try to get everybody together. You know, a lot of it just important to just be with your teammates. Like, you could go anywhere you want and lift in your garage, but, you know, being with your teammates and developing chemistry and working hard together, it's kind of a trust thing. You see everybody all summer, so we're hoping to get many kids as we can. We start tomorrow.
What is the pitch for, you know, somebody who is, you know, thinking about track next year but not real sure? And do you do it, or do you kind of leave it up to your guys to make that pitch for you?
A little of both. You know, I've got my class during the day. I got PFIT at the high school, so I get to see a lot of things. So like on our speed and agility days, if we're doing bounding or plyos, I'll see a kid, I'm like, oh boy, like you got some hop there. Boy, that was a really quick, you know, whatever thing we did. I said, you gotta think about track. But I've always been pretty straightforward, and I don't bother them. I'm gonna tell them, you know, once, maybe twice, I'd really love to have you. I think you got some potential. You know, if it's not for you, I get it, and I'm not gonna, you know, grab them in the hall every week and just bother them. If, you know, if they're not motivated, they're not motivated. But there's Kobe and some of those guys have mentioned to other kids in their PFIT class that they see, and they're like, oh man, you had to go for track. So it's kind of just a combination of things, but there's so many spring sports, it's hard to get everybody you want, but we'll try our best to recruit.
All right. Well, good talking to you this year. We'll look forward to next spring.
All right, thanks.
That's Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach. More on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner after this on KNIA Care of Less.